the Tom Likas Show.
I'm not Barack Obama.
Thank you. I'm glad to hear that.
Now, from the New Normal Studios in
Yes.
Thank you for tuning into the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us live Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24-7 at blowmeuptom.com. You can hear us on our brand new free app. It was just updated for iPhone and iPad. Get the new updated Tom Likas Show app at TomEverywhere.com. That's TomEverywhere.com. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of the program. We appreciate it. Here we are together again, you and me, on another bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. And in about an hour from right now, you will hear a replay of our interview with Ann Coulter. Her book is Adios America. You've heard us talk about the interview. Now hear the interview for yourself. It's coming up in 1 hour or so here, right here. Okay, so stay tuned for that. Meantime, in this bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show, we are joined by criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs.
Tom, what's up?
Not much. What's going on?
I thought Ann was really cool.
Well, I've known Ann a long time. She's been on the show many times.
I think she added a lot, and I brought a copy of the book, and she signed it, and she signs them for the guys. She was very kind. I really thought she was a good guest.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need a little controversy.
Controversy's okay with me.
Now, I'm definitely going to talk about criminal law, but I have to say one thing today about family law.
Yeah.
This cannot go unmissed. There was some little rumor, or in either case, there was a rumor last week that Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner were going to get a divorce because it was a moving truck outside their house, apparently. But they swore it was just for remodeling. But apparently that has not held, and it is for a divorce. And you should note, Tom, that they've been married for 10 years and 1 month.
So let me guess. This was Jennifer Garner's decision.
That's true.
There we go.
But what did we notice about the time frame there, Tom?
Well, it's what I've always said. You know, if you, by the way, I don't care if you're a man or a woman, if you think the person you're with is not aware of that 10-year rule, which is not hard and fast, by the way, but
right.
If you think the person you're with doesn't know, believe me. They've got that. They've got an alarm going off on their Google Calendar, and they have a reminder just in case they decide they want to go in and get the papers drawn up for you.
Well, it's got to be even that if you go to the lawyer, let's say Garner or whoever, and this is obviously just speculation, but I've seen it where the person who wants the divorce, usually the woman, women file more than 75% of cases, but anyway, they go to a lawyer. And it's been about 9 years and a few months,
right.
9.5 years. And the first thing the lawyer says is, can you hang on another 6 months just to make it 10 years? That's the Spielberg and Amy Irving story.
Right.
Our favorite radio host, Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah.
And quite a few other cases where they just rounded it off, waited for the 10. It happened to Slash, the guitarist.
Right.
They did a couple of these reuniting and divorcing and separating, but not going through with it. But one way or another, once it was 10 years and a little bit, that's when they really went for it. And what that means is that it's a long-term marriage, and the consequences legally, the expenses, the paying of particularly spousal support, not in all cases, but certainly it's very advantageous to the one receiving it that it can be rather permanent. Now, this weekend, my friends, starting on Friday, July the 3rd, is the 4th of July weekend, and I don't want to be redundant, but this is the weekend, the number one time frame of all the DUI arrests. Obviously, celebrating Independence Day, a lot of people make barbecues and have family over, whatever they do, and get into the old drinking and driving. Now, I've had a couple of cases lately that went either way because of the amount of alcohol was very, very close to the threshold, which is, as we know, 0.08, but because the person insisted on the blood test, it ended up being another hour or so until they got the test, The test came back 0.07. I got people that blew and blew a 0.09. Maybe if they had held out for a blood test, it would have been under, or it would have been a borderline case. And what's really interesting, and to talk about the spitefulness, I had recently a case where the level came back with a blood test of 0.04, which is below, obviously, the threshold, and they still charged the person with DUI and said that he was involved in reckless driving. And this was kind of one of those stories like Mr. Checkpoint, that the guy didn't want to lower his window like only halfway or only a few inches, and that made the police angry that he wasn't doing what they wanted and he wasn't cooperating, and that's how they take it out on people. And you have to remember that this is now very much a business. It's very systematic. The police anticipate hundreds and hundreds of arrests over a long weekend like this, and it's crazy, but it's money in the bank for them. You know, it's really wild to see, and it's affected the world economy, the Greece bankruptcy. This is a Western democracy. It's part of the European Union. And Greece, have you ever been to Greece, Tom?
No, I've been to Italy, but not Greece.
All right, well, it's right around there, Mediterranean country. Very beautiful, very advanced. You know,
except they all want to retire at 50 and they want the rest of the world to pay for it.
Well, that's socialism, Tom. That's kind of the disease that Europe has in general. But Greece is probably, I believe, the largest, certainly one of the only Western nations to default on loans to the IMF. I think the last country to default was Zimbabwe back in 2001. And that's not even a Western country, of course. And, you know, it's really unbelievable. And if you look at the circumstances and some of the charts, the United States itself is in a very similar situation in the coming years, projected in terms of debts and ratios of national product to debt. You know, Tom, it sounds crazy, but the United States owns this very large island called Puerto Rico. And they are defaulting. They're going to go bankrupt. And that has some unbelievable consequences.
Well, let's talk about the idiots whose bankers and brokers came to them and said, I've got a triple tax-free bond for you, and it pays 14%, and yeah, it's tax-free. And there were idiots who said, you know what, sign me up for that. And those people who get fucked are getting exactly what they deserve. You know what? A broker offered me Puerto Rican bonds.
The thing is,
and I own about $1 million in bonds, and I tell you, when somebody comes to me with 14% triple tax-free, something's wrong with that.
But if you're talking about sovereign bonds, I don't know about Puerto Rico in particular, but which ones do you own? California?
California general obligation bonds, which are constitutionally protected.
I know, but they may not be exactly looking at California's financial circumstances, not necessarily very brilliant in some ways either.
Yes, but the bonds I have are rated A+. They are insured,
okay,
and they are the safest bonds there are. And I've had bonds for years. This has not been a problem.
Fair enough.
Bonds are different in different states, and in California, the law says first you pay to keep the schools open, then you pay the bondholders.
Right.
So pensions, unemployment,
everything after you,
everything after me, I get paid first.
All right. Well, that's pretty good. But you have seen a big city like Detroit go bankrupt,
yep,
right? I mean, anything's
possible.
And
anybody who bought a bond from Detroit got exactly what they deserved.
Oh, Tom, you're such a doll, you know?
That's how I am.
The reality is that the cities and the states and the counties are in financial trouble, and the reason I mention it in the context of DUI,
mm-hmm,
is because this is a source of unbelievable amounts of revenue. You have to remember that when the police arrest you for most crimes, it's costly to the state. That's one of Coulter's arguments, by the way, and I did read her book yesterday. But that's one of her arguments against immigration and illegal immigration. That if someone is arrested and charged with rape or murder or whatever and ends up going to jail for many years, it costs the state a lot of money to maintain them. They have to be tried. If they're in the jail, they have to be given medical care and so forth. And obviously, the DUI case is just the opposite. That's a source of money.
Right. And by the way, I don't know where I saw this story today. There was a story today about profit-based policing. It's literally a term that they use in some governments, profit-based policing. So in addition to privatized prisons, there are actually consultants and others who consult with the states, cities, counties, what have you, on a government that is based on making a profit, like a private company.
Well, they're going to do that with jails. They're going to privatize jails, right?
Right.
There's all kinds of
municipal
services. I saw they were talking about on that show, Orange is the New Black or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're sitting there debating, you know, we can make meals for $1.06 a meal, and we can get the prisoners and blah, blah, blah. And the states already do it with each other. There are things where you'll be convicted in one state, and they'll send you to the jails of another state. And they actually have a thing where the state pays the other state to maintain you in jail and so forth. But there's nothing like DUI. It's a cottage industry. People are paying for DUI classes. They are paying all kinds of court fees. What's fascinating in California, and this is something that's being debated now, they're trying to change this. Normally when you're charged with something, even like a speeding ticket, you have to post the money up front, which is what they call the bail, and that's your fine. And then you can fight it, and if you win, you get it back. But a lot of people don't have it, and those aren't, you know, $50 anymore. The tickets typically nowadays are
hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, up to $400, $500, $600. And so, you know, that's a lot of money to post when you're innocent and to hopefully win back at some point.
Wasn't there a court case about that recently?
Yes. They're trying to say that that's not fair. And the judges have greater leeway now where you don't necessarily have to post that. And it certainly pays to fight tickets. I'm very successful at doing that. But when you look at something like a DUI, you'll have fines that are a few hundred, but then what they call a penalty assessment, which runs into the thousands. And it's just taxes and tacking on of cost after cost after cost. And the judge will sit there and read to you and say, okay, the fine is, you know, $200 and the penalty assessment is $600 and the fee for the education classes is $900 and then the other fee and the court costs, and by the time you're done, it's $3,000 or $4,000. And that's no joke. And that's not even counting the consequences of the actual ticket and the circumstances and having to deal with it and everything else. But what I was saying about, you know, the counties, and I do hope you get your bonds paid back, Tom, is that, you know, as the states are in more and more trouble and they're more and more aware of this issue, and you have, as you said, the Greeks that want to retire at 50, you know, we have public service unions that have an absolute stranglehold on the government that they work for, and they're very, very influenced in terms of getting very, very favorable agreements and contracts. And that has to be paid. That monster has to be fed. And fundamentally, what they're collecting with property taxes and other sources of revenue is just never going to be enough. And so when you're driving, be aware that there's a whole world of police out there that are under a lot of pressure, that are being told by their commanders the top priority is to get as many DUI arrests as possible. And so we stick to it. First of all, obviously, don't drive drunk. Don't drive with any alcohol. This is especially true if you're younger. When you have a new license and you're under 21, there's zero tolerance. And then in general, the toleration level is very low. It's 0.08. That's just one drink. The amount of coffee you drink is not going to help you. There's a thing where people try to sober up and drink a lot of coffee or something like that. That's not going to do anything for you. The only thing that helps is metabolizing over time. So it has to be a longer and longer time since you've had drinks. It's very, very important to remember if you do get pulled over that you do not have to do the breath test. The breath test is not accurate. And you tell the police, I do not want to do it. I don't want to do the field sobriety test. And I don't want to be interviewed and have a conversation with the police. And that's how you protect yourself. You stick with the blood test.
Now, I'm guessing the answer so far is no, but I'm going to ask this question anyway. Has the availability of Uber affected the drunk driving industry at all? In other words, I have to imagine that whoever is benefiting from those DUI arrests, whether they're cops or municipalities, whatever, I have to imagine that some of them are upset because people are now, instead of driving drunk and getting caught and getting into that system and paying five figures of costs, court costs and re-education costs and fines, whatever, I have to guess that municipalities have to make up that revenue somehow. I can tell you right now, I use Uber 100% of the time now.
I think they're really scared of Uber. Did you see in France, they're having riots over Uber, and they're going to arrest their executives? There's nothing like a real shitty taxi in a big city. You know this from New York City especially. Yeah. And the drivers are quaking in their boots over Uber. I don't know that there's been a real big impact, for example, on Uber having on DUI, but smart people would be smart to take an Uber rather than to drive. I saw a service where they actually send a driver to you who drives your car home, and then he takes off on one of those...
Somebody follows you, follows him and you. They drive behind you.
I was thinking of that thing with the three wheels. I forget what that's called.
No idea.
I don't know. Anyway, so they basically drive your car so you don't have to leave your car behind. But there's no doubt, and this is absolutely, absolutely true, the connection in terms of Uber certainly gives you an alternative no matter what city you live in. And, you know, when you think about how much it is, it's so much trouble to get a DUI in terms of the fines, the legal costs, and everything else. Forget it. It just isn't worth doing.
Right. And I have to imagine that at some point there's going to be a point of no return where it's going to start having an impact. Because I've got to believe less people ultimately will get DUIs. And I don't know if that means cops will become more aggressive or cities will try to become more creative. They'll start having $400 fines for texting or $600 fines for illegal lane changes. And somehow they'll make up for that.
I love it. I think that they'll do it. They're definitely giving tickets for everything. And the fines are very high, but there's nothing like DUI. There's no doubt about it. Like you said, Tom, in the past, if they were really serious about DUI, you know, you'd get one, you'd get two, and you'd never have a license. So you'd lose a license for 10 years. Or
you'd be in prison for 10 years.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll tell you what.
Well, that's not how they want to approach it, obviously. And they want to do this punishing thing and kind of get you into the system, get you paying, give you some kind of... rehabilitation, supposedly, but obviously it doesn't necessarily have a big impact on most people. I have guys that I, you know, helped them with a DUI, I get it cleared or whatever, and they call me a month or two later, they've been arrested again. Right. So I don't know if people are really learning their lesson, unfortunately.
I tend to doubt it. Anyway, we'll take a break here. We'll come back with Adam. And, of course, Adam is here to answer your questions. If you need free legal advice, Adam is here to answer those questions right now. And you can call and talk with him if you call this number, 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM. That's the number. And it can be any kind of criminal activity at all. Whatever you've been accused of, whatever you're suspected of, DUI, Adam can handle that. Drug rap. Adam has heard it all before. Maybe you were accused of, I don't know, busting somebody's window or coming in and raping somebody. I don't know.
Always
things
raping
happen.
Somebody.
Well, it's a bad crime. You don't want to be accused of that. And you're going to need good representation if somebody accuses you of something like that. Adam's here to help you, and you can start the process right now. You call Adam Sachs right now at 901-3008. 6-6.
Don't let your smartphone be a dumbass. Download the Tom Likas app now. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
You know, every year, countless people are involved in all types of accidents that leave them badly injured and disrupt their lives. Now, if that's you, it's vital that you get prompt legal advice and representation from an experienced personal injury attorney who will protect your legal rights and get you what you deserve. Call the law office of Mark Blumenfeld and be assured that you'll get the maximum settlement.
You know, for over 30 years, the law office of Mark Blumenfeld has been providing legal representation to clients in personal injury cases. Mark's professional and experienced bilingual staff will work hard to get you the medical care you need, your medical bills paid, your vehicle repaired, and assist with a rental car, and get you reimbursed for any other out-of-pocket expenses you incur. The law office of Mark Blumenfeld is available 24/7. Get a free consultation and evaluation by calling this number, 800-LAW-2360. That's 800-529-2360. There are no legal fees unless they obtain a settlement for you. Take the inconvenience and anxiety out of the equation and call the law office of Mark Blumenfeld now, 800-LAW-2360. 2360. That's 800-529-2360. The law office of Mark Blumenfeld. Get what you deserve.
Do you have tiny balls? You know, you once had big balls, but things started changing around you. First television, then your favorite radio station. It all became so vaginized that slowly but surely, your balls just started to wither away. Well, don't worry. You're not alone. Up to 98% of men suffer from tiny ball syndrome. That's right, TBS. But now, there's hope. 4 out of 5 doctors recommend New Normal Rock. New Normal Rock, just by removing ballads, broads, and bullshit from your hard rock diet, will help you grow your balls back and get you back to that big, bald lifestyle you deserve. New Normal Rock. Newer, faster, harder rock for big, healthy balls. Ask your doctor.
Boys, I've been encouraging you for years, using the services of a professional to help you navigate some of the more difficult times in life can be invaluable. It has been for me, and it's great to hear that so many of you have been taking back control with the help of our friend Paul Beatty at Sydney Counselors. Paul has years of experience helping guys who suffer from severe crisis, suicidal tendencies, and more. He studied a range of approaches and could tailor sessions based on what works for you. Now, this is one-on-one counseling designed to address issues head-on and help you get back on track. Paul's focus is to help men find their own way through many common issues: alcohol and other addictions, depression, self-esteem, coping with crisis, and managing anxiety and stress, even getting over relationships. Now, if you're in Sydney, you can meet for face-to-face counseling at Paul's office in North Sydney. Or, if you're anywhere else in the world, you can meet with Paul via Skype or phone from the comfort of your own home. Visit Sydney Counselors at supportforguys.com. Go there now, supportforguys.com, and take back control today.
Hammer time.
It's a Tom Likas show from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. 901-3000 Tom is the number on our bonus hour of the Tom Likas show. We talk with criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs. He's here in the studio to talk to you and give you free legal advice if you call him right now at 901-3000-866. Don't forget, Sunday, August 16th at 1 p.m., the P1s and I, we're all going to be going to Dodger Stadium to the biggest party suite on the luxury level. This is it. This suite holds 70 people. It's twice as large as either of the suites we had last year. It's huge.
By the way, Tom, I bought a ticket. I'm going to be there for
sure. I know
sure.
You did. We said that. I don't know if you're listening. I said that an hour ago, and I'll say it again. Adam will be one of the P1s who will be there.
Looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it, too. Gary and Dino will be there. Mikey Timpson will be there. I will be there. And you, the listener, you will be there. We have a big menu. You can see the list of menu items. You can get a look at the suite, get a preview of where you're going to be. More importantly, you'll also have access to the exclusive Dodger Stadium Club. You'll be not only be able to go in there and look around like a museum, you'll be able to sit down, start a tab, have lunch, have dinner, stay in there after the game for hours after the game ends. It's pretty incredible shit. And you can get your tickets right now
and be there with the rest of us. This is going to be on Sunday, April 16th at 1 p.m. The Dodgers and the Cincinnati Reds. This is another P1 experience everyone's going to be talking about forever. We've already sold a lot of tickets. You go to P1Dodgers.com and get your tickets right now. P1Dodgers.com.
Now, Tom, you turned me on to the show Last Week Tonight by John Oliver.
Yes.
And he had a show recently where he was talking about bail.
Right.
And it's really actually correct. It relates a little bit to what I was talking before, that they're trying to modify a little about posting bail with respect to speeding tickets and traffic stuff. But what Oliver talked about, and it's absolutely correct, is I'm not even talking about the cost of having a lawyer. Obviously, people don't have a lot of money, have problems, and end up getting, you know, public defenders or whatever. But even worse is the issue of bail in general, that someone gets arrested and they're innocent, and they have to post bail to get out until they have their next trial. They showed on the show how for most offenses, you know, fairly minor in nature, in particularly they were showing in Washington, D.C., they make an agreement. The guy gets no bail. He just leaves. And then they follow up with phone calls to make sure he comes to court. And a very high percentage of people actually do. But that's unusual in most states, and certainly in California and the big states. In order to get out, you have to post a bond, and you have to go through a bondsman, and that's a big business in California and elsewhere. And, you know, you have to have money to do that. And very often it's thousands of dollars, and it's very, very difficult and burdensome for people who don't have the money. And they were showing how unfair that is, because if you think about our country, you're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty, but at the same time, even if you maintain your innocence and you want to fight the case, you can be compelled to plead guilty just to be done with it and to get out and to pay fines or whatever, rather than have to stay in jail because you don't have money for bail until your court case comes up, which could be a while, and obviously you might lose your job and so forth in the meantime.
Right. And it's pretty amazing how many people's lives have been ruined. On that John Oliver show, they showed people who had to pay thousands of dollars, and when they couldn't pay, they just went to prison and stayed there. It's pretty outrageous.
Yeah, it's really unfair. It's a real subversion of the U.S. rule and fairness and whatnot. And then they even showed the bounty hunter guys that go after people with bail and how crazy they get. There's a rule called posse comitatus, which means basically that if you're out and you violated your bail, you know, you can be hunted by, you know, private individuals. And these bounty hunter guys are able to, you know, kick down doors and grab you and beat you up and so forth. And there's very little regulation of them. People see it on reality shows like it's great entertainment. But in, you know, real life, it's not going to sound good.
Right. Exactly right. Let's go to the phones with Adam Sachs. 901-3000, Tom. That's our telephone number on the Tom Likas Show. Here is Connor in Dallas on the Tom Likas Show with Adam Sachs. Hello.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Okay.
Hey, what's up, Connor?
Hey, Tom. I just wanted to say, you know, glad to be using your app. It's great. I hadn't listened to you in yours because I didn't know how, but I found the app.
Nice.
Very I upgraded the iPhone
anyway,
one today.
Nice.
So anyway, my dilemma is I got into an argument with my neighbor who happened to be an off-duty police officer.
Oh, my
and
God.
And at some point, she said
you, you didn't know your
wife.
Neighbor was a cop?
No, because I didn't talk to him at all. Like, we weren't friends. I was having a barbecue by the pool. And he just, like, stormed over, and he just started yelling at everybody and just being disrespectful to the women and all this stuff.
What was he upset about? What was he upset about? You too loud or something?
Yeah, at, like, four in the afternoon on a Saturday in the summer, which is crazy.
Okay, so what happened?
So, yeah, he starts, so it was, like, me and this other black guy were the only two black people there.
Yeah.
But everybody else is like white, right? So he's like, oh, and does that other black guy live over there? So, you know, I've been drinking and all. And when he said that, I took it the wrong way. So we got into a verbal altercation. One thing led to the next. to another, sorry. And then he said I threatened his life, which I didn't do. But obviously, when the cops came, they obviously took his side.
Oh, God. So it became kind of like a racial thing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to throw the race card, but it was kind of annoying when he did say that, you know.
Yeah, it's a rotten thing to say. So, you got arrested. You're charged with attempted murder or something? I don't follow.
No. I got charged with terroristic threats to a public servant, even though he wasn't in uniform.
Yeah, that's bad.
But then my lawyer managed to knock it down to disorderly conduct,
okay.
which I took because, you know, he said it was the best thing to do. So I took the disorderly conduct,
okay.
Which ended up being a misdemeanor C. But, like, my question was, should I have a problem now when I try to get U.S. citizenship because of that record?
That's a serious problem. So the lawyer used, like, a public defender?
No, I used an actual lawyer.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. But they were able to take it down from, listen, terrorist threats is very serious. But to bring it down to what you're saying in terms of just this, disorderly conduct, that's really good, relatively speaking. But, you know, the problem is when you apply for citizenship, you need to be pretty clean. And so the smart thing to do would be to get that expunged. And I can help you do that. Assuming you paid all the fines, and I don't know if you were on probation or whatever, the period of probation needs to be over, and you need to be all clear, and then I can ask for it to be expunged, especially because it's a misdemeanor. It shouldn't be that big of a problem. It's something I do all the time. And when that's done, it takes a few months, then you're clean. Then you've got a clean slate, and that's when you go for the citizenship. If this thing is on your record, it's a good possibility that they can turn you down because of this. So that's something you want to take care of first.
Yeah, it was 60 days unsupervised probation.
Well, as long as you paid the fines and did the 60 days and, you know, you've been a good boy since then, it shouldn't be a problem.
Okay, great. How would I get your contact?
You can talk to Dino. I'll give my number at the end of the show. But basically, get in touch with me, and you fax me your court documents, and we'll get it going.
All right, so I'm going to put you on hold, and Dean will talk to you and put you in touch with Adam. Wow.
That was a good one.
That is a good one.
Listen, citizenship's a big deal, and, you know, a lot of people are floating around with permanent residency, which is nice, but it's nice to also finish that up and complete it and become a U.S. citizen, have the right to vote, you know, and have a U.S. passport. But when you go through that process, they do a pretty thorough background check on you, and they're not stupid. If you've got a conviction, they're going to find it. So the smart thing to do is to preempt that and get rid of it first.
I know more than one person, and while you're mentioning citizenship, and we're talking about criminal law, I know more than one person from another country who, you know, they got the green card, and then they're satisfied. In other words, they say, yeah, you know, become a citizen, it costs a few $1,000s, I got to take the test, and I got to go down there, I got to stand in line. And so what they do is they, you know, they don't care if they never vote or serve on a jury, they just let it ride. Now, is it a good idea to go in and get your citizenship as soon as possible, or does it matter?
Oh, I think it's a really good idea. I think if you live in this country and you love this country, you want to have pride in your country, you should be a citizen. But what you said is not exactly false. If you don't apply, if you just keep the permanent residency card, generally speaking, you're not going to have a problem. You know, you can never be subject to deportation if you're a citizen. But if you have permanent residency, you get arrested, something happens, you could have your permanent residency revoked. So it's not exactly as secure. But broadly speaking, if you're a regular person, you're not going to get in trouble like that anyway. You know, there's not that much different. You won't feel that much different. You're still going to have a social security number and file taxes and live your life. You're not going to vote, but like something like more than half of people don't show up to vote anyway, right?
Right. Now what if you're this guy? Okay. Again, you got a green card, and it the way is clear. You've lived the minimum residence requirement.
Right.
You're good to go. All you have to do is file the application, show up downtown at the federal building somewhere, take your test, and then you'll be sworn in. All right. So you say, well, who needs to do that? Then you get into a dispute with a cop. Is it going to make a difference?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It depends on how spiteful they are. It sounds like he got accused of making terrorist threats, which, by the way, sounds a lot worse than it probably was. But if you get into your basic argument with someone, terrorist threats is not that hard to come up with. The guy was, by his own admission just now, he said he was drunk. So he got into this argument with a stupid neighbor. Turned out his neighbor was an off-duty police officer. If the guy had wanted to be more spiteful, they could have gone into some kind of process that since he was convicted of a misdemeanor, so serious misdemeanor, I don't know, that they could have tried to revoke his green card. That would certainly be true if it had been a felony, for example. So, you know, the real security in terms of your life, if you're out there with your green card and you've been in America, it seems to me that you should go for citizenship. That's the real security of never having to deal with it, never having to worry about it. You know, people always say, I don't care, it doesn't matter, until something really stupid happens. And then all of a sudden it does matter.
Do you have to prove to a cop that you're a citizen?
No, not usually. There was some
they
kind
might
of,
ask that question, even if they're not allowed to, right?
Yeah. You know that you shouldn't talk to the police too much anyway. We talked about that many times. That's certainly true in any arrest situation.
But I'd be willing to bet that someone with a green card might feel intimidated or might not know our Constitution.
Right.
Hence, they don't want to take the test for citizenship. And so,
by the way, the test's pretty easy, Tom, but okay.
Yeah, well, I think so, too. But I do know people who failed that test and had to take it more than once. But the thing is, these are exactly the people who don't know what their rights are. And so if the cop says, where are you from anyway? This could become a very interesting line of questioning.
That reminds me of that that Boston question you always talk about.
What are you?
What the hell are you?
Yeah, what are you? Puerto Rican? What are you? Hawaiian? What are you?
Yeah, so the reality is that there was some kind of right-wing thing a couple of years ago that they wanted to have the police question, are you a citizen or particularly subject to an arrest, so they could figure out what your background was. And there's certainly a lot of people that go to jail, and the last day of jail when they're being released, they get deported.
Right.
And that's true. But broadly speaking, it's not supposed to be relevant. And I've always felt really weird. And they actually have videos of this on the YouTube where there are traffic stops by immigration, and they're not at the border. They're in the country. So you're pretty much, you know, halfway through San Diego, and you're actually in California, and they'll have this immigration stop, and they'll say, you know, you people in the front seat here, what are you citizens of? And you got to start showing them ID. And they have on YouTube people refusing to cooperate. And people are saying, I'm not going to answer you. I'm already in this country. This is not an international border. So how dare you ask me what I am? And they generally let those people go. But they are correct. And, you know, broadly speaking, if you have a permanent residency, what's called a green card, which, by the way, is not green anymore. It used to be green. It's red, white, and blue now. But the bottom line is, if you have one, you know, then you have pretty much all the rights of a regular citizen. You have every right to work and to live in the United States on a permanent basis. But the bottom line is,
can't run for president.
Well,
unlike the other 30 million people who are running.
Well, you can't run for president anyway because you weren't born in the United States.
That's what I'm saying.
Even if you become a naturalized citizen, you still can't run for president.
Right.
But you can't hold public office, for example. And you can't be a police officer, things like that. But the reality is that, you know, this is something that's your choice. When you're traveling abroad, you're still going to use your old passport from your old country. You know, it seems like you want to be a national of the country that you're living in. So that's up to you.
All right, we're going to continue. Adam Sachs here, criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs here, answering your questions. Maybe you've been accused of a crime. Maybe you committed a crime. Maybe they caught you doing something, but they can't prove it. All right. These are the kinds of things Adam can answer for you. And it's free legal advice if you are in need. You call this number right now. 901-3000 Tom is our telephone number. 901-3000 Tom. You talk to Adam Sachs at 901-3000-866. And keep in mind, coming up next, we're going to tell you how you can get in touch with Adam directly.
iHeart, this app, a lot more. Download the Tom Likas app now.
901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Let's talk about Harry's. Harry's.com. Of course, you know about Harry's. They are disruptors of the best kind. And in this case, they took on the evil shaving industry. And there you got basically one company that decides what the prices are and decides what the blades are going to be. They make the decision, and you go in and you pay some outrageous price for blades. And I don't know if you've done the math, because you buy them in the, you know, if you buy them in bulk, you don't even realize what you're paying. You're paying like $4.25, $4.50 per cartridge, which is nuts. Used to be you could get a razor and five cartridges for $5, and now look what's happened. It's insane. So the folks at Harry's thought they could figure out a better way, and they certainly did. What they did was they scoured the world, and they found a century-old razor blade factory in Germany. They bought it. They eliminated the middleman. And now, instead of paying $4.25 or $4.50 a blade, how about you pay an average of, like, as little as $2 a blade? It's nuts. You're going to save up to $150 a year with Harry's. And if you start a Harry's Shave Plan, you're going to save even more. A Harry's Shave Plan is a monthly subscription that sends blades directly to your door for as little as $3 a month. It takes the guesswork out of shaving. Your shipments will be timed, so you never run out of blades. You won't have to deal with the burn of dragging that last blade or the hassle of making a last-minute run to the drugstore. And your first Shave Plan order also includes a free handle. And the folks at Harry's are so confident that you'll love their German engineered blades that they're giving a 100% satisfaction guarantee. I might tell you also that if you're a first timer with Harry's, you are going to save an additional $5 off your first monthly subscription order by using my coupon code LEYKIS5. LEYKIS5. And the number 5. Now, I want you to go right to harrys.com right now and start your monthly subscription and never worry about buying blades again. And as a special offer for new customers, get a free razor and save $5 off your first subscription by using my code LEYKIS5 at checkout. That's LEYKIS and the number 5. At checkout. It's harrys.com. The code LEYKIS5 and start shaving better today.
Hey bitches, this is Manju. If you missed the Getty and Dino show, show 600, you missed this.
Satisfy me, don't deny me one more time.
Like fun in the sun tonight.
Congratulations!
Thank you!
The king of cream.
Yeah. There he is.
King of cream.
Are you going to turn her over and eat her? Yeah, baby.
Congratulations to you!
The Getty and Dino show. Go to GettyandDino.com.
Support the Tom Likas show by using our Amazon.com links to do your everyday shopping. You know you'll be shopping at Amazon anyway for their low prices, whether you're at home or at work. Why not pay the same low Amazon prices and support your favorite show at the same time? You know, Amazon offers super low prices on books, clothing, appliances, music, just about anything you can imagine. And we get credit every time you click on our Amazon links. You know, Amazon revenue makes it possible for us to continue long into the future. Look for the Amazon banner at our website, blowmeuptom.com, or click on the shopping cart icon to shop Amazon on our brand new Tom Likas Show app.
Hammer time!
Yes, it's the Tom Likas Show, you bet it is. 901-3000-TOM, that's our telephone number here, 901-3000-TOM, 901-3000-866, the Tom Likas Show app. Do you have it yet? Well, here's another chance to do the right thing, because we just updated the iOS version of the app. So if you have an iPhone or an Android, I'm sorry, an iPhone or an iPad, Android is coming soon. If you have one or the other, guess what? Improved graphics, minor bug fixes, all around better performance. Come on, now's the time. We're closing in on 15,000 downloads. How's that for my little internet project, you motherfucker? I know you're out there. Alright, so,
yeah, you're fucking kidding, right?
Yeah, I'm not kidding, pal. I'll tell you right now, 15,000 downloads. No doubt about it. So here's what I want you to do. You can get the new iOS version of the Tom Likas Show app. Just go to the App Store and get it, or you can get it at TomEverywhere.com. TomEverywhere.com. Adam, how do people get in touch with you?
Well, you can call me toll-free at 1-800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. Check out my website, www.adamlawyer.com, and send me an email, which I love, and I answer personally, adam@adamlawyer.com.
All right, we continue with your calls here at 901-3000, Tom, 901-3000-866. Robert's in Amarillo, Texas, on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Robert.
Adam.
What's up?
I have a CDL. I'm a truck driver, and I drive in all different states, mainly in the middle of America, but I got a ticket last week in Nebraska for speeding, like 10 over, and the guy didn't cut me a break or anything with a warning. He actually gave me the ticket. But my question for Adam is, like, is there any sort of, I don't know, group of lawyers that would help truck drivers buy tickets, you know, in different states, you know, nationwide or anything like
that?
Yeah,
I see what you mean.
The option be? It's really important to keep any sort of tickets off your license with a CDL.
Oh, definitely.
Hireable and all.
I definitely see that. I deal with a lot of professional drivers and truckers and stuff. You know, you guys get picked on. It's really unfortunate. That goes along with what I was saying earlier in the show about the counties and states needing revenue. And they pick on truck drivers. There's no doubt about it. And the states, you know, are very quick to give you guys tickets. And I think it's especially significant as a regular driver getting tickets. You know, you can take traffic school or whatever. You can't when you're a trucker. And if you guys get too many tickets or even one or two tickets, you can lose your license and lose your, obviously, profession in general. Basically, you know, when you're far away, they sort of count on that. So if you're driving all over the place and you get a ticket in some weird place in Nebraska, the thinking is that you're probably not going to fight it. You're going to have to just pay it. And that's really a shame. There really are very few, as you say, you know, national or whatever. There are some companies that are larger that grind out a lot of tickets or whatever, and they charge, you know, fairly lower prices. But you're going to have to deal with each one on its own basis. And so you may need to actually hire a person in Nebraska to take care of the Nebraska ticket or whatever. Fortunately, this is made a lot easier nowadays with the internet. So you can find a lawyer or find a ticket fighting company or whatever, you know, in whatever locality you need. But I would fight them all. I think it's a good idea to do that. And I really hate that you drivers get screwed like this, because it costs all of us more money. People say, who cares, some trucker got a ticket. But the truth is that creates a greater cost on moving goods and services and so forth and products. And so when you and I are buying things as consumers, these things are costing more money because the cost of transportation is increased. It's like another tax. And that's basically what it is. And as we said, these municipalities are piling these on. You know, I think most professional drivers are careful and they know what they're doing. They drive a lot. And every time I talk to one of them, they're telling me I'm getting pulled over all the time and getting screwed with. And it's particularly true in certain states. Some of the big states, particularly in the Northeast, like New York, have a reputation for really hassling truck drivers and truckers. And, you know, you guys pay a lot more when you go over roads that cost money, like toll roads. The bridges charge more. The tunnels charge more. And then you're getting tickets left and right. It's not fair. Well, my basic advice is to go on the internet, find someone in that county or that state, and fight them all the way.
Yeah. Oh, I appreciate it. I figured that was the route I'd go. First moving violation, you know.
Yeah, moving violations are a big deal.
First I wrapped the job was dodging police, avoiding any sort of dealings with them. And the other half is, you know, avoiding accidents, getting everything there safely. And the other big part is avoiding those way stations.
Yeah, well, tell me about the way stations, right? So you go into that, and then they're hitting you with fines for that also, right?
Yeah, they'll get you real quick. Best just to drive around them and take 2-3 hours extra if you have to. Just go around them. Avoid it.
I remember thinking what a waste of gas it was, because all of these trucks are on this incredibly long line with the engines idling, and they're just sitting there waiting, you know, for hours. And, you know, those costs have to be passed on to the consumer. So that's idiotic, you know?
Yeah. I've never looked at it that way, but that's very true. Sure.
It's really unfair.
That cost down the road, so.
Yeah, I mean, I remember seeing, you know, Tom and I are from New York, and I remember seeing in New York City that they would make deliveries with, like, UPS, and the police were there, and they had all the tickets written up in advance. And as the UPS truck would stop in order to make a delivery, the cop would come and tack it on the windshield. And they would just do this to all the trucks. And it was like a game. But the truth is, those tickets are hundreds of dollars. If UPS is paying them, that's tens and hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars. And one way or another, that's going to be passed on to the consumer, obviously. So it's not like they're not paying enough taxes anyway, and we're not paying enough taxes. We're getting screwed another way. And I think that people should be more upset about it. It's ridiculous.
Thank you for the call, Robert. We got another Robert here in Whittier. Robert, you're on the Tom Likas Show with Adam Sachs. Hello.
Hey, Tom. How's it going?
Great.
Adam, what's going on?
Hey, what's up?
Hey guys. Adam, I got a question, dude.
Sure.
I'm about to get my commercial license again. You know, after, you know, everything, you know, the court case is all done and all that, right? So,
right.
Are they going to stick me with a SR22, dude?
Well, it's a possibility. What's your driving history?
I've never. Well, Adam, it's me. your client, you know, Robert.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Yeah, your ex client.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I apologize. I didn't recognize you right away there.
No problem, dude. Are they going to stick me with that SR22 shit, dude? Even though after everything got dropped. I mean, I know. I had a commercial license before, and I refused the test and all that. And so I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen, you know, when I try and go and apply at the DMV again.
Okay, well, I hate to, you know, speak publicly about your case, but you are one of my clients. And as I recall, we got everything dismissed, right?
Yeah, sure.
All right, so then you're clean as a whistle, basically. For the audience that's listening, in California, when you have any kind of restrictions or accusations on your license, if your license is suspended temporarily, you can get what's called an SR22 application, and you can have a driver's license temporarily, particularly as it relates to work, because they want you to be able to drive at least to work, so you don't, like, lose your whole life or whatever.
Yeah.
And so the gentleman on the phone is one of my clients, and for a while, when his situation was kind of up in the air, he had to apply under that to keep his license. He also had a professional license in terms of being a professional driver. But ultimately, as I recall, this is off the top of my head, we got everything dismissed. And so, which is what I try to do, of course. That's a good outcome. And so, you know, you're clean as a whistle. And so you shouldn't have to have a license with any restrictions. You should be able to get a regular license.
Okay.
And even a commercial one, for that matter.
Yeah, sure. Well, that's all I needed to hear, mister.
So how did you, how was your experience being represented by me? Should tell everybody. I hope it's good.
Adam's fucking kicked ass for me.
How's
that? It was a little dicey over the phone until I met him, you know, in person. You know, he put me at ease, and, you know, everything's going to be all right. You know, freaking everybody's, you know, going with that public defender shit. You guys are fools. Freaking, you know, spend a little extra money on yourself. And freaking, like Tom always says, it freaking pays to freaking pay a professional. You guys are dumbasses if you freaking go in there by yourself.
Right? Exactly.
Well, thanks. That was good.
You like
right,
to live on the edge there. All right, Robert, thank you. Okay, he could have been terrible. He could have been one of those people reviewing you online or something.
I don't know. This is live radio. What can we do, right?
You never know what might happen. All right, Adam, tell everybody how they can get in touch with you again.
Give me a call, toll-free, 1-800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. www.adamlawyer.com, and send me an email, which I will answer personally, adam@adamlawyer.com.
And you know, Adam is here in case you missed the live version of the show. He'll be back again on Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. So if you're listening to us on demand or listening to a podcast of the show, maybe you're listening to a replay, don't forget Adam will be here on Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And by the way, many of you have been waiting for this, and now you're going to get it. Coming up next, a replay of our interview with Ann Coulter.
iHeart, this app, a lot more. Download the Tom Likas app now.
901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it's time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary Zeno.
Smoking ganja.
Brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com. Click on the Beer Magazine banner. Get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the now fully digital magazine devoted to beer. It's
I want to get high, so high.
Beer Magazine, an airline manager tried to meet a 12-year-old girl in Texas for sex.
Before even glancing at the story, can I guess this was a cop?
Yeah. Ray Howland, 55 years old, works for American Airlines. He thought that he was going to meet a mother and her 12-year-old daughter so that he could be used to show the daughter how to have sex. Sorry, but it's unbelievable.
This is truly amazing. Our friend is in the custody of Allegheny County Jail right now in Pittsburgh. And, arranging online to have sex with a mother and her 10-year-old daughter, not a great plan.
Look at this dude. He wrote an email saying, I love the idea of a mom using me to teach her daughter how to please a man. And, of course, I would return the pleasure to both of them as well.
Oh, he wanted a mother-daughter team.
Well, he would return the pleasure.
Well, here's what they did. They put the ad in there. The ad stated that someone wanted to meet a mother-daughter or a pair of sisters.
Yeah.
Interesting in getting together for a fun night. That's when our friend took the bait, according to the story. He took the bait and thinking that it was actual mother and daughter, but not a mother and underage daughter.
Right.
Dummy.
Right. Right. And, look, I know it's entirely inappropriate in any way, shape, or form, up and down, but if you were going to use a dude to teach your daughter about that, would you pick
would you go online?
The creepy 55-year-old?
Right.
Yeah.
By the way, American Airlines is not sitting quietly with this. They said that they are fully cooperating with law enforcement, and they would not comment on
bonus
the case.
File?
Because they expect their employees to attain the highest level of ethical standards.
Boner miles?
Says they's looking.
What?
And to see if there's a problem.
Yeah. By the way, the person posing as the mother said, you know, you're not a cop or anything, are you? And he came right out and said, nah, I work for an airline, actually. I really don't want to get arrested or nothing.
This was, you know what, the guy gets flight benefits, so this ad, he could go anywhere he wanted to.
Right, how amazing is that?
Not a dummy.
It's pretty unreal.
No, Timson.
Yeah. Definitely. There's a book out called Sex at First Sight, Understanding the Modern Hookup Culture by a dude named Richard E. Simmons. Not Richard Simmons.
Not that one.
The faggy guy with the shorts and the hair. Not that dude. Richard E. Simmons III. Apparently, there's an anonymous person in Alabama that went and they bought 2,000 copies of this book and then mailed them out to every parent of a junior high school and high school in their town.
What the hell? Why did the guy spend that much dough?
He felt that it was his duty to let the parents know what's going on these days. Apparently, hookup culture, nothing to do with emotion whatsoever. It's as if you're just going to get a cup of coffee at Starbucks or something. There's no emotion involved. You just get a blowjob and you walk away from it.
I don't know what's worse.
Deal with a barista or nothing like that.
The fact this guy did it or the author of the book is named Richard Simmons.
Right. Don't let that throw you off. I shouldn't even have brought it up.
It just bothers me. I'm just sweating to the oldies back here.
Recent study shows. Recent study.
Took you long enough.
You're just sweating, period. Recent study shows that more broads are buying themselves jewelry, not waiting around for men. This is great.
That's fine.
Apparently, men are not buying women jewelry anymore.
Good.
Fuck them.
Very good.
You want it? You buy it yourself.
Done.
What are we doing?
We don't have to pick up that unneeded expense, and it's a good idea. You know what? If you want something so bad, don't wait for a guy to go buy it for you. Go do it yourself, and that's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah.
Good work.
Plenty more news for guys.com. That's going to do it for us. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
I'm the dummy.
Check out the podcast. GaryandDino.com is where you find it. Brand new show every single Friday. Just go to GaryandDino.com. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, we're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
Your brand name is important to you, so it's important for you to protect it. SlamDunkDomains.com is where you need to start. The guys at Slam Dunk Domains are experts in helping you protect your brand with top-level domain names, .com, .net, .org, and many more. Plus, they'll host your website and email right at the same place. Visit SlamDunkDomains.com today and enter coupon code TOM101 for a 15% discount on any purchase over $30. Let the guys over at SlamDunkDomains.com score for you and your business. SlamDunkDomains.com.
This is the new normal.
I just have a question for Ms. Hunter.
That's very funny.